This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. The Drive is live. You are on YouTube and Twitch. You can see Clint right there. He's going ahead and really letting that beard grow in. Tyler Milner in the building. You can see him on YouTube and Twitch. It is a nipple showing Wednesday. So there it is. Tyler, God. Tyler, you have got to go home and shave. Like now.
I'm overdue.
Now you've put yourself in a situation where you got to.
This I hadn't shown the nips about, in a while. Man.
You can't let it get that long, and now razors aren't going to work. Then you got in that situation, you tried to use that nair. And
oh,
you were,
never again.
And you were on the IL for 20 days. Like, don't.
My nipples will never forget that.
You have got to go every 3 weeks.
No, oh, you're right Tyler. Here. I'm not even going to argue with you. I'm long past
like
on some manscaping.
Is where he is. It's ridiculous.
That's why Manscaped commit.
Like, not Blue Bloods time, but Magnum PI.
When you
PI
commit
time.
To Manscaped, man, it's you got to commit, man.
I try. It's just so time consuming.
It's bad. You're like KD. You're only doing it when you go to, oh, I'm going out of town, or I'm going to water, I'm going to beach. Oh, let me get it. Now you got it.
We're getting the winter now. We're getting out of the summer and into the fall and winter. It's gonna get hurry.
That is wild.
Winter right. Coat.
He ain't wrong.
All right, it is a Wednesday, a busy, busy day. We'll hear from our guy, Cecil Shorts III. He had been in such a good place with this team the last couple of weeks. We'll see where he is after that performance. And Brandon Scott has already informed me that he'd rather do a Rockets report, but he understands the job, so it is a Texas report.
That'd be more fun.
I believe his tweet, his text to me, Clint, was, They have proven to me that they're very unserious over there. So we'll hear from him coming up in a bit. We'll also hear from D'Amico Ryan, CJ Stroud. We'll carry that live. And
ooh,
fellas, before we get to the Rockets, I just want to say, I would buckle up around 3 o'clock. We thinking, Tyler, for D'Amico.
Yes, sir. Hopefully he's not as grumpy as yesterday.
Oh boy. Listen. If you think about it now, this is 3 straight days he's got to go talk with these same people. He talked after the game Monday night, and he clearly was not fired up.
A little over 3 minutes.
And then he went and did the Zoom call yesterday, which we heard that many people jumped off a cliff on the text line and YouTube and Twitch yesterday. And now he's got to come back for the trifecta, 3 in a row. So this ought to be interesting for D'Amico.
It's my decision.
Because it feels like, hey, there's only so many questions that you got in 3 straight days. So some of them are going to sound similar.
Two and four, we got plenty. 2 and 4, we got plenty.
Because
I guarantee you, Landry. Hey, Landry said it on that deal. Hey, man, this format here on Zoom makes it hard for my follow-up. So here's my follow-up to that question you answered 3 questions ago. So, yeah, that Zoom made it a little more difficult. Y'all think today's going to be Zoom or you think today's going to be in person?
Live.
Today's live in person? Okay.
Today's live. Yeah, yesterday, midway through, clearly he was annoyed and he hit us with a, if you watch the game.
Yeah.
So I'm really intrigued to hear what we get from the head coach today and C.J. Stroud as well. So a lot going on today right here live on The Drive. So stay with us as we will get you ready for everything that you need to know around here. Clint, last night the Rockets got their season started. They were the first game of the NBA season. And it was a disappointing ending to the game because the Rockets did lose in double overtime, 125-124. The MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he came alive late in the fourth quarter and in overtime.
Found that old duck, didn't he?
It seemed to be at the same point in time that the duck had to come on the floor because the best defender on the team had some sort of a leg issue. It looks like cramps with Amen Thompson. But he came alive, and Durant had some uncharacteristic moments where he missed a free throw late, had some turnovers late. They turned the ball over late. But, Clint, I thought it was a good night for the Rockets and potentially a great night for the future for the Rockets. I thought being in that game at no point, and 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, if you differ, that's fine. At no point did I think, boy, these two teams ain't on the same level. Now, I know Williams wasn't there, their second best player, and he was an All-NBA player last year. But clearly, it was these two teams, these look like maybe the best teams in the West. And Golden State play later on. But these two teams look like they may be the best teams in the West. They look like they're on the same level. We'll get to Şengün in a bit because there was no answer there. And anyway, they tried everything they could. No answer there. They look like they belong. So I think it was a good night for the Rockets. And I think a great night for the future because I don't think Reed Shepard looked real great, especially late. There was some moments, as you said, the duck, they were finding him and trying to get switches on him. He had some turnovers. He had some issues trying to get Durant the ball. Missed some shots. But I think, one, he's got to get those experiences, those minutes, so then in May when he's going to be playing, he'll get better if he gets those opportunities. I hope Udoka looks at that and says, all right, we just got to keep getting him these reps. He's going to be better. I love that he's not scared. He will take shots, maybe some shots he probably shouldn't have. He'll take some shots, but I'd rather do that than have somebody I got to push and shove to. So I thought it overall was a good moment and good experience, especially for a guy like Reed Shepard.
Look, for me, a great experience, obviously. Primetime, great showing. You push the champs to the brink, and it's right out of the box of live action. So a great showing, again, especially when you're in that primetime window right there to kick the NBA season off. But the Reed Shepard point you made, Ron, I made this point last week and when you were out, and maybe he had a great ending, that fourth preseason game. He lit it up and did some things that made me lean a little bit towards maybe having pulled the trigger a little early on Reed Shepard. I really don't at this point. Now, I mean, obviously, it'd be great if he did all things, if he just passed the test on all things. But I really am not looking at box score points, turnovers. I'm not looking at that right now with Reed Shepard. I'm at a point with Reed to where, are you aggressive? Do you look like you believe that you belong in that position? And to your point last night.
Last night, I
would like you to knock down some of those shots. But the fact that you're taking and the fact that you're aggressive, the fact that you're at least in the moment and don't seem to be intimidated or overwhelmed, that in itself
definitely
That in itself is a step in the right direction for me personally with Reed Shepard. Again, now in those moments, I'd like to win the game. I'd like for you to play a little bit better, knock some shots down. But, looking like you believe in yourself is a big step for
me. Now, March and April, you hope he's not making these same mistakes. But my biggest thing is, what makes me nervous is a veteran coach like Udoka, who knows what he wants, says himself to hell with that. All right, no more of that. All right, hey, I'll go get somebody that I feel like I know a little bit more than to go in there, sure, because I don't want those mistakes. But I think to me right now, Reed Sheppard has to be a part of this team, whether he's starting, whatever. He's got to be a part.
He's got to get run, right?
And you can see it, man. He spaced the floor. There were drives for Thompson early in the game when they were able to space the floor like that. So I just, that was to me one of the big things is, hey, get him those opportunities. Keep getting him those opportunities. And I think he'll just get better.
Can I tell you early on, Ron, just the simple part of this thing?
Well, I think we're thinking the same.
Well, it was so nice. It was so nice to watch a Rocket squad that you got a guy, obviously, in Kevin Durant, that essentially can have somebody in his jersey with him, and he shoots over the top of him, makes it look effortless.
Yeah, Lou Dort's out there playing football. Oh,
I mean, at one point it looked Jaylen like I'm watching just kind of from a distance, right, dealing with the kids, and I'm watching, and I'm like, pass it, man. And all of a sudden I realize it's Kevin Durant, and he raises up over the top of him and knocks down one of them jumper from the elbow. And like you said, Reed Sheppard was standing there wide open to his left. You had, I think it was Amen Thompson over to his right, and I'm like, oh, we got that guy now. Right, used to you look at it and you're like, hey man, you're trying too hard, man. It just looks like it's so difficult for anybody else to get a shot. Oh, that's KD, never mind. And he just knocks it down. It's so beautiful to be a fan of the Rockets. And when you know every night you turn the TV on, you're gonna have, not every night, but for the most part, you're gonna have that guy right there in a uniform that can go get a bucket. Boy, it is a beautiful sight to see.
Yeah, from the text line, Kevin Durant has never been a closer. Never been a takeover into the game and died in the world killer player. Reed Sheppard can't shoot. Tyree Eason sucks under big lights. I think every one of those were just lies. Reed Sheppard can't shoot. Tyree Eason, I mean, I don't even think there's been enough big lights for him to determine if he sucks under him. And Kevin Durant is one of the best players in the history of the game. And is a two-time Finals MVP. I think he has taken over games.
Yeah, he's closed a few
before. I could still see that three that he hit right over LeBron as he closed that game out. People would talk about with Durant and how that game ended. I told you this before.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at tmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
For, like, there's a lot of things that, you know, you worry about, like, if they're going to really roll with that big lineup and are they going to be able to defend and all these things. There's some questions. The point guard situation, yes, I agree with somebody texting a match. We had Fred. Yeah, I think Fred probably gets you to the winner's circle today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he was out there with some of the decisions that he would make as a point guard. But one thing I'm not worried about is Kevin Durant hitting free throws late. Maybe he's a career 90% free throw shooter, I believe. I don't have concerns about that. Or Durant late in games, I don't have concerns. I think they will figure out a way to be able to get him the ball. I think they had a couple of turnovers because they were trying to get him the ball and didn't run good enough action. So I don't have much concern for that. But To me, like I said, it was a good night. Now, one thing I will say, Tyler and Clint, I feel like I owe Alfred Shingun an apology. I have put a ceiling on his on where he is, right? Like I remember talking to you, I think last week or week before last, thinking, boy, I saw FS1 and had him as a top 15 player going into the season.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that seems aggressive.
Rich, a tad rich.
But my God, he's not Jokic, and I've said that a lot. Last night, that was Jokic. 39, 11, and 7, 5 of 8 from 3. Now, you're going to have to do that a few more times for me to believe that's what you're bringing to the table. But maybe, I'm sorry. I put a ceiling on him. This is a 2. He clearly was the guy they were hunting. I'm telling you, it got me basketball horny, basketball boner, wherever you want to go. When he said, y'all going to disrespect me and put Caruso's bald ass on me? Sorry, Tyler. And he just backed his ass repeatedly and just killed him in that matchup. I loved it. Shingun, if this what he's bringing to the table, if his game is picked up like this, and obviously he's benefiting from the space that's around there too to work in the lane, he was getting 3 and 4 dribbles in the post,
yeah,
which he hadn't been accustomed to seeing. Hey, now that is that. Now that looked like a 1 right there.
Well, the 5 of 8 from beyond the arc is the part that, you know, and maybe it's not 5 for 8, obviously, but is it? Can he be a consistent threat from depth? If that's the case,
yeah.
I mean, look, it's definitely a bad day for me because I put a lower ceiling than you did. Top 15, I thought, boy, who in the hell's making that list?
But, man, he is.
I mean, it's a bad day for me on the Shingun front too. That was impressive.
I mean, and like let's be honest, like they brought KD in, and I think, you know, late in games, and you know, for him to go get shots, that's not who they were trying to get the ball to.
Yeah,
and he was delivering, right? He gave them the lead multiple times at the end of regulation to go up and tied the game to get him to the second overtime. He was special last night. That is something to watch. I mean, we knew, as we said, Tyler and you stole money last night on that 5.5.
Mm.
Especially he got 2 more periods to go with it. 5.5 assists. He had 7 last night. That was nasty. So shout out to Alfred Shingun, who was special last night. Someone text in, Ryan, if they're that bad, tell that caller to find a new team. Yeah, I'm certain. He's got to be trolling, right? I mean, when you fix it, you know, and that's on me. I shouldn't even have read it. Kevin Durant. Never been somebody that can close out the game.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.